بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear brothers and sisters in faith all around the world, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from series of Quran and Today's Life. Can you tell us where is there any Quranic evidence that justifies this shafa'a and the existence of shafa'a?
In fact, you know, the shafa'a is one of the concepts that unfortunately some of the sects in Islam, because they have misunderstanding about Quranic verses, they have confused some verses, and based on some verses have said that there is no shafa'a, or if there is shafa'a, they have understood it in a wrong way. Inshallah, we are going to have a look at the verses mentioning shafa'a. Something which is very important is that when you want to speak about something in Quran, we have to put that point into some perspective. If we want to prove something, we have to look at all verses that they are proving or speaking about that point. There is a verse in Quran that denies shafa'a and says that there is no shafa'a. For example, in two places, one is in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 48, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا لَا تَجْزِي نَفْسٌ عَنْ نَفْسٍ شَيْئًا. Be aware of the day when no soul will compensate for the other, and nor intercession shall be accepted from him. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala denies any kind of intercession. In another place, for example, again in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَشْفَعُ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ. No one can intercede for others before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unless by the permission.
How can we collect between these two? The first one, Allah denies intercession, and the second one says some people are allowed to do this.
In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَا يَشْفَعُونَ إِلَّا لِمَنِ ارْتَضَى. They never intercede unless for those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with them. You see, when you put these verses together, you see that originally nobody has the right to intercede. The first verse I recited says, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has this right to decide for his servants, and nobody has the right to intercede for others. But the second verse says that even though this right is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this permission to some of his servants to do intercession for the others. Mm-hmm. And this is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those who are of a low rank to be able and to have this hope to move forward and to be able to reach to their successfulness. And you see, in other verses, for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the characteristics of those people that they hope to be to receive the intercession. Mm-hmm. So when we put all these verses together, we see that first of all, there is no intercession except by the permission of Allah, and there are some qualifications that the one who is going to intercede and the one who hopes to receive intercede must meet and must have them.
www.voiceislam.com